Welcome back. 1144 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times reporter Rowan Scarborough. Hello, Rowan.
Hey, Andy.
Tactical advantage. Russian military shows off impressive new gear. That is the headline in today's Washington Times. The Russians have some new military play toys, and by showing Ukraine, they've also shown the rest of the world. Is that what I take from this?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. The troops that went into Crimea and are now kind of fooling around in eastern Ukraine are Putin's best. They are the Spetsnaz, which is the name given for his Green Berets, Delta Force, the whole conglomerate. They are the interior forces, which are kind of a grab bag of intel people and security officers, but they're well equipped, they're well paid people, and then you have the naval infantry, which would be our Marines, and experts who are looking at the TV footage, looking at photographs, notice that they are much better equipped now than say 3 or 4 years ago, before Putin began this military modernization that the Russians have been in for about 6 years now, and it comes down to one of the most important things is that within the last 18 months, they've put out a new version of their body armor. They've added titanium to very, very hard ceramics. And experts who have looked at it, who have acquired some of it to test it, say it is better than ours. And in the NATO round that is widely used, the 5.56, would likely not be able to penetrate the chest or back plate. So you'd have to get a shot in on the head. And that just gives them a tremendous advantage if they do go into Ukraine and do get into street-to-street fighting as they try to capture cities. You know, having this up-to-date stuff where the Ukrainians hardly have any body armor at all just gives them a big advantage. So that's what the story is about. We, Andy, are pulling out of Europe. Meanwhile, Putin is building an elite military, especially his fast reaction strike force, and he's equipping them very well.
Well, why don't we take that as a warning flare and do something about it? I mean, come on. They're making major improvements and we're backsliding?
Yes, that's what's going on. I mean, we have stuck with the 5.56 millimeter round, which is a varmint round. It basically is ammo that was converted, made heavier from ammunition that was used to kill squirrels and raccoons. That's the truth.
Huh.
And it does. Soldiers have complained in Afghanistan that you can hit a Taliban five times and he doesn't go down unless you can hit him in the head. Okay. Meanwhile, the Russians have converted to the 5.45 round, which has a steel core, which enables it to penetrate armor. So look at the mismatch. The Ukraine is basically using a NATO-type round, and Putin is giving his soldiers armor-piercing rounds that are banned in this country. Russia cannot sell those rounds here because they are armor-piercing. So who's going to win that fight on the streets of Kiev? The Russians are.
What kind of money are we talking, when it comes to what Russia has spent versus what we spend? Do we have any idea?
Yeah. Well, they've more than doubled their defense spending. I mean, it's not on a par with us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the obligations that we have. I mean, we have our 300 and some billion dollar defense budget, but a lot of that is, because we're in the Middle East, we're in the Indian Ocean, we're in the Pacific.
Right.
So Putin doesn't have to pay all those costs. So he spends about now $70 billion a year, but he doesn't have all this operational logistics cost that we have. So he's funneling it to giving, first of all, to shrinking the military and then making it better by buying them better stuff and developing better stuff. Putin himself has a very keen interest in rifles. He believes that when you get down to the nitty-gritty of a fast reaction team, the rifles are very, very important. And so there are photographs of him going to military bases and firing assault rifles and machine guns. He wants to know, and he talks to the troops about how do these guns work. And earlier this year, they consolidated all their rifle making into one state-supported company. So their machine guns and their rifles all come from one place, and where the government can monitor it very closely to make sure it reaches their specs. And, you know, General Robert Scales, who I interviewed in the story, I mean, he swears that the Russians just make better assault rifles and better machine guns and better body armor for their troops. That's his opinion after looking at it and talking to experts. So that's sort of the fix we're in, and the Ukraine would not have a chance.
Yeah.
And we will not help them. We will give them blankets, MREs, and helmets. At last check, they still had not gotten the sleeping bags we promised them. But they're getting no real significant military aid, including body armor. We will not give it to them. So it would be a mismatch.
Yeah.
I was
throwing me a bone here. The Russians may have the equipment, but do they have the necessary people and the training, or is there no way to know that?
Well, that's difficult to know. Some people believe that they would have to win in the Ukraine quickly because they don't have the logistical tail that we have that can keep some units going for several months or a year, that Putin has not gotten the military to that level. And so if they do not capture Kiev and other critical areas quickly and put down any resistance, then they could be in trouble. They could have, you know, another Afghanistan. That's one scenario that some people look at. And as one Soviet expert I talked to in the story, Jacob Kipp, says that we still don't know for sure. And General Scales said this also. The internals of the Putin military have not been put on display here. He is displaying the troops that he has spent a lot of time building up. Spetsnaz, Marines, interior forces, contractors, hired guns. So that's what he's showing us so far, and he would need more than that to take over the Ukraine. But this would be the spear. These would be the first guys to go in.
Interesting story. Tactical Advantage, Russian Military Shows Off Impressive New Gear. It's by Rowan Scarborough. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Rowan, thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
Sure thing, Andy.
1152, 1260, WRC.